Hallelujah.
Come on, the highest praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, come on, let's give him a big praise this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's give the worship. Can we give the worship team a hand this morning? Awesome job. Yes. Thank you, worship team. Amen. And our keyboard player, she's in Sacramento this morning. Amen. So keep her in prayer. Amen. But I mean, sometimes we still got to praise the Lord. Keyboard, not keyboard. Amen. Go ahead and take your seat this beautiful morning. And once again, it's good to see everybody. We have some, we just want to acknowledge some new people that is here with us, worshiping with us this morning. The first one is Sister Linda. Amen. Let's give her a hand. God bless you. That's Ron's neighbor. Amen. It's awesome to see us bringing our neighbors and everybody to church. Amen. And also we have Maya Rodriguez. Maya Rodriguez. Wait, oh, God bless you this morning, Myra. Amen. And also we have, Mayra? Oh, the other Myra. All right. Come on, let's give her hands. Two Myras. Wow, I got the same name. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's awesome. And if you're here for the first time, I see some new faces back there. We want to say we love you, and it's good to have you here with us. Amen. Come on, let's give them a hand. You know, this month we dedicated to family matters because we know that without a family, I mean, you know, we can't function healthy. Amen. And this whole month we dedicated to family matters, and it's a privilege to preach about it because when we have a strong family, we could do more for the honor and glory of Jesus Christ. Amen, somebody. So this morning, I want you to open up your Bibles to Joshua. This is our theme scripture. In Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. And this morning, we're going to be speaking about church family matters. Church family matters. This is the family in the church. We have our immediate family, and we also have the church family. And I mean, no, church family matters, right? This is the theme scripture of the month. Right here, Joshua, this man of God, took a stand. And he took a stand to serve the Lord. Not only himself, but he took a stand with his whole family. And right here, the Bible says in verse 15, are you ready? But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, and I pray that you don't feel like that this morning, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods of your ancestors serve beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in which the land you are living. But this is the scripture right here where Joshua says, but as for me in my household. Household means your family. Come on, somebody. He says, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Oh, come on. That's a bold statement, right? That's like me and you. That's how we speak. That's our language. Amen. Like, no, as for me and my household, right, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. My kids, my dogs, cats, everybody's going to serve the Lord. Amen, somebody. Because it takes a man, it takes a woman to make a statement like that. See, when Jesus does something in your life, amen, you don't have no other choice, but you're going to want to say something like that. You're going to want to say, for me in my household, amen, somebody, we're going to serve the Lord. It didn't say me and my perfect household are going to serve the Lord, but it said, for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. And when Joshua made this statement, when he took a stand, he was coming against opposition. He was coming against sickness. He was coming against the enemy. He was coming against all these things that was facing him. But how many know when you put your trust in God, God will provide for you. God will protect you. God will love you. And he will make a way where there seems no way. Come on, somebody. God's just looking for a person that's going to take a stand for him. And once you take a stand for him, amen, somebody, God will be with you. Come on, give the Lord a hand for that. So this morning, we're going to be speaking about church family matters. Because how many know it's important this morning that we are a part of a church. Amen, somebody. That you are a part of a family. Because how many know when you are part of a family, it's going to make you feel, amen, somebody. It's going to make you feel what? Welcome. It's going to make you feel a part. Amen, somebody. It's going to make you feel special. And how many know that's why this day, just like Joshua, this is where you got to make in your mind that this is your house and this is your family. Amen, somebody. We are family. Look at your name and say, we are family. No, look at it and say, we are family. Say, this is my family. No, say, this is my family. Come on now, you gotta get it inside your spirit. You gotta get it inside. Say, no, this is my family. We are family here. There's a song say, we are. Come on now, right? That's true. We are family here. We are family. See, being a part of a family. See, when you are part of a family, it's going to help you to be successful. See, when you are part of a family, it's going to help you to be successful. See, being part of the church family is going to help you, first of all, to be what? To be successful. And you got to understand that this morning. See, when you are part of a family, it's going to help you to be successful. Look at Ecclesiastic real quick in chapter 4, verse 12. It's going to help you. It's going to help us to be successful. When you are part of a family, the church family, amen, somebody, it's going to help you to be successful. Ecclesiastic chapter 4, verse 12 says, she lost track here. Can we get it back up? It says, though one may be overpowered. This is why it's important that our church family matters. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Come on, somebody. That's why when you are part of the church family, amen, somebody, you're going to be what? Successful. Why? Because the scripture tells me, though one may be what? Overpowered. See, that's why it's important that you are what? Connected to the church family. That this is your family. Amen, somebody. Though we all know that in the family, everybody sometimes don't get along, but that's okay. Amen, somebody. We all know that in the immediate family, there always be a sister or a brother or even yourself, amen, somebody, that always is stirring up some stuff sometimes. But the Bible tells me right here that though one may be overpowered, amen, somebody, and that's what we don't want you to be by yourself, amen. That's why you got to be a part of the church family. And if you ain't a part of the church family, and if you don't feel a part, and if you don't feel good here, then you might want to go find a church family to be involved. Amen, somebody. Because I'm telling you now that you, if you don't feel that this is your family, then you want probably to go find another church because you need to be a part of a church family. You need to accept, amen, somebody, that this is your church. And if you don't accept that this is your church, amen, somebody, then I want to just tell you, then you might want to go find another church because you need to be a part of a church family. Oh, come on, somebody. I said, if you can't accept it, amen, and if you say that this is your church family, then this is your family, amen, somebody. No matter what comes, no matter what storm comes, no matter what disagreement it is, oh, come on, somebody, because there's going to be a little argue here. There's going to be a little fight here, amen, but it doesn't mean that this is not your family, because when you make up in your mind that this is my church family, because when I'm in my church family, it's going to church family will help me to be what? Successful. Oh, come on, somebody. It's going to help me in my hard times. Because when I'm going through it, then I can depend on my church family to pray for me. Oh, come on. I can depend on my church family to encourage me. I'm telling you, I thank God for my church family. If it wasn't for the church family, I won't be here today. Because the church family helped me to be a man that I am today. The church family helped me to pray. It taught me to be a father. It taught me to be a man of God. It taught me to be an encourager. It was a church family. It wasn't the world family. It was a church family. Woo! It was a church family that helped me. It helped me to be successful. Amen, somebody. It was a church family that helped me when I was weak. They helped me to get back up. They was there to encourage me when my marriage was struggling. It was a church family that helped me to say, keep on keeping on. It was the church family. The church family will help you to be successful. And if you don't feel like this is your family, and if you feel different, then you might want to go find somewhere that you could be a part of something. Because I'm telling you now, you can't come here, and if you ain't feeling good, and if you feel like this is not your family, then I encourage you to go find a church family for you to be successful. Because I hate for you to be here. Amen, somebody. I hate for that to happen. Look at your neighbors. I hate for that to happen. Because we are family here. And if you ain't feeling it, amen, you might want to go find a church somewhere that you're going to embrace. And say, this is my church family. Woo! Give yourself a hand this morning. The next one. Church family will help you. I mean, no, the church family will help you. Yes, it will. I said the church family will help you. That's what it was designed for. That's what it was created for. That was the whole thing that God created, a church family. That's why he brought us together. Come on, somebody. Different colors and different heights. Some of us are big. Some of us are skinny. Some of us got hair. Some of us don't. Amen. So some of us are losing our hair. Amen, somebody. Some of us got this and some of us got that. But I mean, through all that, the church family is there to help you. Come on now. That's what is created. That's why God designed it. Amen, somebody. Because how many know in the church family, there are signs and miracles. Signs and wonders and miracles. Oh, come on, somebody. Woo, come on now. See, the church family is all I got. This church family is all I got. This is all I got, man. See, some of you don't understand this. That's why sometimes you don't embrace the church family because you feel like this is not all you got, but this is all I got. The church family is all I got. It's all I got. This church family is all you got. You might say, well, I got my immediate family. You don't understand. Amen, somebody. When God brings you together, amen, somebody, this is all you got. The church family is all I have. Church family taught me how to be a father. Church family taught me how to be a husband. Church family taught me how to be a man of prayer. Church family taught me how to have character and be honest and live as righteous before God. That's what the church family did to me. It taught me. Amen, somebody. It helped me in a time of hard times. See, when you think about that, then you accept the church family. When you look at it that way, then you know that it was a church family that helped you and taught you everything you know today. Woo! Come on, somebody. Can someone say amen on that? Some of you know, all of us could testify this morning that it was a church family that taught us to be that man, to live right, to live holy. Amen, somebody. To lead other men. to lead other men and pray for other people and to encourage other people. The world didn't teach you that. Church family taught you that. Woo, come on, somebody. I want you to go to Luke real quick. Let's go to Luke. Can we go to Luke real quick? We are family, man. I said, we are family. I mean, when a family, you don't let no one mess with you neither. You don't let no one mess with your family. You don't let no one mess with your family. You talk about my mama? Come on, somebody. Don't talk about my mama. Don't talk about my church. One thing I learned when I got saved, man, don't talk about my church. This is my family right here. You better get up out of here. Amen, somebody. Because I thank God for my church family. If it weren't for my church family, I won't be here today. So you better get to stepping. Amen, somebody. That's the way you got to take church family. Like, no, you don't talk about my church family. Amen, somebody. You talk about my church family, amen, you better get to stepping. Because when people talk about my church, amen, somebody, I say you better get to stepping. Because you got to be like that. You can't be saying, yeah, and start agreeing with them. Oh, come on, somebody. Yeah, you're right. Uh-uh. Right, nothing. Right, guard. Amen, somebody. The Bible says in Luke chapter 8, let's look at this. Now, Jesus, who? Jesus, mother and brothers came to see him. But they were not able to get near him because of the crowd. Uh-huh. Now, someone told him, your mother and your brothers are standing outside wanting to get to see you. He replied. Who replied? Jesus replied, right? He says, my mother and brothers are those who hear God's word and put it into practice. That's church family. Amen, somebody. See, Jesus came to a place, and this is some hairy saying. He was speaking. He said, look, my mother and my brothers are those who hear God's word and they put it into practice. See, Jesus made a strong statement. He wanted to make sure that everybody knew, amen, somebody, what he was talking about. Because they were saying, your mother and your brothers are out there looking for you, Jesus. They couldn't get in. But he turned around and said, wait a minute. He says, you are my family. Amen, somebody. You, those who hear the word of God and you put it into practice, then you will become my mother. You will become my brother. Oh, come on, somebody. Why? Because Jesus made a strong statement and said, church family matters. He said, this is my church. This is my family. You are my family. Amen, somebody. You that does the will of God, you are my family. You are my mother. You are my sister. Oh, come on, somebody. And I bet you the people that heard that, they were like, what? Amen, somebody. See, half of them didn't understand what he was trying to say. But we here this morning, and we understand what God is saying. Amen, somebody, on that. God says, listen, those that listen and obey my word is my family. And I mean, oh, God brought us together as a family. Oh, let me say that again. God brought us together from every lifestyle. And when God brings you together, he don't make a mistake. Amen, somebody. But he brings you together as a family for we could do his will. Amen, somebody. When he brings us together, we accepted it. Amen, somebody. We believed in it. Amen, somebody. That this is where God brought me and this is where God was going to use me. Amen. This is what I'm a part of. Because when you are a family, amen, when you are a part of a family, amen, somebody, you're going to get in there and begin to do the will of God. Can someone say amen on that? Because how many know this was a church family? It began. Jesus, at this point, he was teaching the people how to live in the church family. He was teaching them. And it's so important that we understand that this morning. Because how many know in the church family, this is where God teaches us. This is where you learn. Amen, somebody. How to become that person, how to become that man and that woman of God. And I mean, we are in the process this morning. We learning. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm learning. But this is where I'm learning at. This is the church that I'm what? Learning. How many feel good being in this church? Come on now, you gotta feel good. It's like, yeah, I feel good. I feel good coming here. Amen, somebody. Because this is my church family. Amen, somebody. I feel good. Amen, somebody. You love coming here. Amen, somebody. Why? Because you know God brought you here. And when God does something, amen, he's a God of order. He's going to bless it. But see, you got to get excited about your church family. Amen, somebody. Because other people can't get excited for you. You the one got to be excited about your church family. Amen, somebody. That when you text it, and then when you're facing on Facebook, that you shouting out to, I thank God for my church family. I thank God for the ministries that I'm involved. I thank God. See, this is where you got to blast that little time. Amen. I thank God for my church family. I thank God for the usher ministry. I thank God for the children ministry. I thank God for the worship, because these are my church family. Amen, somebody. These are my brothers. These are my sisters. Amen, somebody. I'm excited. Amen, somebody. Of where I go to worship Jesus. This is where you got to blast it. See, some of you let other people blast for you. But see, when are you going to blast for Jesus? When are you going to stand up? Joshua took a stand. He said, no, but for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. And I'm going to blast that. Amen. And that's what Joshua did. When he took a statement, the enemy was listening to him. The false gods and all the false people was listening, and they got crazy with Joshua. But he said, no, for me and my household, we're going to serve Jesus. And when you take a statement, you accept your Jesus, and all of a sudden, you bring your brothers, you bring your sisters. He said, we're going to do this together. We're going to do it together. Household. How many know this is the household of Jesus Christ? But see, you got to be excited about your church. Because if you ain't excited about your church, amen, somebody, then maybe you need to go find another church. And I'm saying this, and I'm saying it for real. Because if you ain't excited, I don't want you to be here if you ain't excited. Because you're going to mess me up. Amen, somebody. I said, if you ain't excited about this church, then go find you another one where you can be excited. Because if you ain't excited, you're going to mess up my groove. I gave my life for this church. Amen, somebody. And if you ain't willing to give your life for this church, then you need to go give your life somewhere else, because you got to give your life somewhere. I give my life. I give my kids. I give my wife. I gave everything. Amen, somebody. Because God called me. Amen, somebody. This is my family. Amen. I will fight for you. I will pray for you. I will go to battle for you. I will lay down my neck for you. And if you ain't going to do the same, then you need to go find somewhere that you're going to die for. I'm giving my all. Amen, somebody. I'm giving my all because you are my family. This is serious stuff. This ain't no Mickey Mouse stuff. If I gotta give my neck, you better give your neck too. If you can't give your neck, amen, somebody, then we gotta chop that neck off. This is my family. We are family. Jesus said it. Jesus said, you are my mama. You are my brothers. Those that does the will of God is my mama and daddy. Jesus said that because he was serious about the commission that God has given them. Amen, somebody. Because the church support one another, encourage one another. That's why the family is important, man. Because when you accept it, then you're going to accept the support. You're going to accept the encouragement, and you're going to accept the blessings. The first point was that church will help you be successful. If it wasn't for the church, I won't be here today. I'll probably be dead and I'll probably be locked up. Because the road that I was on, it wasn't nice. Some of you was probably worse. You wouldn't have been here. That's why you got to love your church family, man. I don't know how I can express this. You got to love your church family. Because if it wasn't for the church family, we wouldn't be here today. We'd probably be messed up still. Can someone help me this morning? I want you to go to Psalms chapter 92 real quick. We're talking about the church family. We ain't talking about your media family. We're talking about the church family here. That we got to get along. Amen, somebody. You can't be talking about one another. You can say one thing and let it go. Did you see that, sister? Did you see that? Okay, let it go now. Let's move on. You're going to get that once in a while. But the overall, that you're still here and you still love your church. Amen, somebody. We're going to get some little friction here and there. We're going to get some disagreement here and there. Amen, somebody. But it doesn't mean that you don't love your church. You're still there. Amen, somebody. You learn how to what? Dust it off. You learn how to keep on keeping on. Amen, somebody. See, in the church family, you got to learn that. Because in your media family, you don't just disown them because they talked about you. Some of you probably did. Amen, somebody. But we shouldn't ask for forgiveness. Amen, somebody. You got to learn how to forgive. You can't hold grudges, man. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to let it go. This is your church family, man. You got to let it go. Sometimes we hold grudges to us. We don't want to let it go. Oh, nah-uh. He talked about me, or she did this, or he did that. Amen, somebody. We said the first thing we said, that the church family is not perfect. Because if it was perfect, amen, you won't be here. Amen, somebody. And if you were, and wherever you go, the church, wherever you go, is not going to be perfect. It's going to be worse. We always try to say it was their fault. It was her fault. It was Shanaynay's fault. It was Lisa's fault. It was Henry's fault. Amen, somebody. In the church family, we got to learn how to forgive and move forward. Because how many know God called us together to do a great work? There's souls out there dying. There's souls out there on drugs. There's souls in bondage right now. There's young girls on 23rd Street that is prostituting their body. Amen, somebody. There's all kind of hells breaking out in the city of Richmond and San Pablo and all the other parts of the city. Sin is running rampant. The devil is terrorizing. Amen, somebody. And here we are as a church family. We got to learn how to get along and how to come together, because the people out there is dependent on me and you, the church, to come and rise up, to spread the good news, to pray for the sinner, to pray for the lost. God is calling upon us to be that church, the lighthouse. Amen, somebody. The encourager, the supporter. God is depending on me and you to pick up the cross and follow him, because this sin is out there that is running rapid. That's why church family matters. That you got to embrace your family. And you got to feel good about your family. I thank God for Victory Outreach. Amen, somebody. We don't worship Victory Outreach. We worship Jesus, man. Yes. Sometimes it's Victory Outreach, Victory Outreach. Man, stop that already. It's not Victory Outreach. That's just the name. Amen. We're talking about Jesus. See, in the beginning, I didn't understand why my pastor Ed, before he passed away, that he always talked about being loyal. I didn't understand that. As I was growing up, you got to be loyal. In the church family, we got to stay loyal. And now I understand why he was saying what he was saying. Because how many know a healthy church, healthy family, is it's going to require loyalty. Look what it says here in Psalms chapter 92 and verse 13. We are family. Amen, somebody. I said, we are family. Love my family. I said, I love my family. I love you. Amen, somebody. It's like, man, this is all we got. It's all we got. The Bible says right here in Psalms, in the 92nd chapter, in verse 12, the Bible says, the righteous will what? Flourish like a palm tree. And it said, they will grow like a cedar of what? Lebanon. And it says in verse 13, planted in the house of the Lord. You see that? Where they planted? In the house, in the family. Amen, somebody. Planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. How many know when you accept your church family, amen, will what? Will cause blessings. You will begin to flourish. How many know when we first got saved, we've been what? Flourishing. Oh, come on, somebody. We've been going from one level to another level. Why? Because we begin to believe the word. We begin to believe the word. Amen, somebody. And in the church family, we begin to grow. Oh, come on, somebody. We ain't where we used to be. Hallelujah. I said, I ain't where I used to be. You ain't where you used to be neither. Why? Because when you accept the church family, it's going to help you to what? Flourish. And thank God that you've been flourishing. Thank God you've been going from glory to glory. Oh, come on, somebody. Thank God that your marriage has been stronger and stronger. Thank God that God will bless your children. Thank God that God will begin to protect you. Why? Because when you love your church family, you begin to flourish. Oh, come on, somebody. You will begin to flourish in your surroundings, your goings and your comings. You begin to flourish. Your children will begin to flourish. Amen, somebody. God will flourish blessings. He will shower favor. And I thank God for the favor of the Lord. In the church family, there is favor. Oh, come on, somebody. In the church family, there is keeping power. That God will keep you. That God will sustain you. That God will watch over you. That God will provide for you. In the church family, God will go before you. He will level the mountains. God will watch over your children. Even when they get crazy, the Holy Spirit will come in and begin to protect your children. Why? Because in the church family, God will bless you. I ain't seen nothing but blessings since I've been saved. Because when you accept the church family, you will accept the blessing. Woo! Man. I said blessings. The church family blessed me with a wife. Oh, come on, somebody. The church family blessed me with my daughter and my son. Whoa! The church family blessed me how to be a husband to my wife. Whoa! The church family taught me how to be a father to my son and daughters. Amen, somebody. The church family taught me how to love you. And how to be polite to you. Some of you say, well, you need to learn a little bit more. I'm still learning. I'm still learning how to be compassionate. I'm still learning how to be nice to you. Amen, somebody. I'm still learning how to be soft. But I don't think God made me like that. God made me the way I am because some of you need to hear the truth, because the truth will set you free.
I'm still learning how to be compassionate. Amen, somebody. But see, we got compassionate people in the church. Your family, I might not be compassionate, but your brother over here is compassionate. So let me know, God will bring the people that you need to encourage you, to comfort you, to lift you up, to bless you in the church family. Everything's in the church family. You don't need to go out, amen, to try to find something. Everything's in the church family. But see, you got to embrace the church family. We are family, man. I don't have nothing without this. I won't be nothing without this. Amen, somebody. That's the way you got to function. I became a better man because of the church family. I became a better father because of the church family. They taught me how to pray, taught me how to trust in God, taught me how to embrace. They taught me how not to run from my problems. They taught me how to be strong. They taught me how to be obedient. They taught me how to obey. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. See, a healthy church, a healthy church family is devoted. Go to Acts real quick. Are you getting something this morning out of this? I pray that you are, because this is your church family, man. You gotta enjoy where you at. You gotta enjoy where you at. You gotta say, you know what, you're right. I gotta enjoy this. This is my church family. Amen, somebody. It won't be right for you to be here and you're not enjoying it. I'd rather for you to go find another church where you can enjoy it. Because I want you to enjoy the things of God. And if you're not enjoying it here, then you might want to look for another church. Because how many know it won't be right for you not to enjoy it? And if you're here, I'm not saying to leave. I'm just saying that you got to enjoy your church family. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, in verse 36, a healthy church family is devoted. Now, right here in Acts chapter 2, verse 36, the Bible says, therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. This is Peter speaking. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucify, both Lord and Messiah. And then it goes on. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children. Oh, my God. That's a promise. When I gave my life to Jesus, I accepted Jesus to my heart. He promised that it's for me and my children. And for all who are far off, for on whom the Lord our God will call. With many other words, amen, somebody. Even in the Bible, it says, to break it down, amen, somebody. See, ain't nothing new in the world, amen. Even the Bible says, to make a long story shorter, amen, somebody. There it is right there. Many other words, let me try to break it down quicker for you, amen, somebody. It says, he warned them and he pleaded with them, save yourself from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted, look at here it is. Those who accepted this message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. Oh my God. I thank God for my church family. See, Peter was saying, come on into this church family. The Bible says when he began to preach, he said, you need to ask God to forgive you of your sins. See, in order for you, amen, to be a part of the church family, the first thing you got to do is ask God to forgive you. Because if you don't ask God to forgive you, then you can't accept the church family. And that's why maybe you don't feel apart. Because when you ask God to forgive you of your sins, the times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Oh, come on, somebody. This victory, this breakthrough. Amen, somebody. So the first thing we got to do, amen, accept Jesus to your heart and ask God to forgive you. Because if you don't ask God to forgive you, then you can't be in the church family. You can't be accepted, because the Bible tells me, amen, no one can come through the Father but through what? Jesus. You got to come through Jesus. And this is what a lot of religions, they get mad about that one. I don't got to go through Jesus. I go straight to God. Nah, nah, nah. Amen. Jesus paid that ultimate price. You got to go through the Son. Oh, come on, somebody. Whoa. A lot of religions still fighting that. You don't got to go through Jesus. You go straight to the head. Oh, no, no, no. You got to go through the Son. The Son will set you free. The Bible says, those who accepted this message. See, when you accept your family. When you accept that this is your family. Amen, somebody. That's when things are going to be lifted off you. Bam. You're going to get breakthroughs. Bam. You're going to get deliverance. You're going to get freedom. God's going to start blessing you. But the Bible says, if you accept this, amen, somebody, be baptized about, and after that, how many people got saved? Three. This was the first church. God was forming the first church. 3,000 got saved at a rally. Amen, Johnny. See, Johnny's out there in the streets doing rallies. 3,000 came. Just imagine if Johnny's out there, and one morning, Sunday morning, he brings in like 200 people. Like, whoa, where are these people coming? I was just preaching, and all of a sudden, bam, the multitude came in. He brought them into his what? Family. He brought the people in. He said, this is my family. Come on in. We welcome you. We love you. We're ready to disciple you. We're ready to help you. We're teaching you how to pray. We're going to help you, amen, to overcome. We're going to help you to make it. Amen. We're going to pray for you, your wife, your children. Why? Because when the Bible begins to bring the multitude, the church family has to what? Embrace them. But see, how can you embrace somebody if you ain't excited about your church? You see the breakdown? Waka, 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 waka. The breakdown. 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 We bring the people. Ron brings his neighbor. And if the church family is not together in unity, oh, come on, somebody. There's going to be a breakdown. If you ain't excited about your church, then when the new people come, they're going to see your face, your attitude, and they're going to say, I don't want none of that. Because I got that out there in the world. Woo! But when they see you, welcome in, and you excited. God bless you. It's good to see you here. And oh, come on. Come on in. Bring your children. Bring all 10 children. Amen. We're going to help all of them. Amen, somebody. It doesn't matter. We're going to pick them up. We're going to pray. We're going to pray for a miracle. Bring them all. Because I love my church family. Welcome in. You're not going to say, who are you? Who brought you here? I'm like, man, I'm going to knock you out myself. I'm over here giving my life. I'm over here working hard. And you are chasing people out. We're going to have a problem. Because, you know, when you work hard, you want to see results. You loving people, and all of a sudden they leave it because of your attitude. Oh, look at here. That's why in the church family, you got to learn how to keep that smile. Even when you're going through it. God bless you. Even when you're going through it. Even when you don't feel like smiling. That you learn how to pick up that smile, man. Even when you don't want to come to church, but you got to drag yourself to church sometime. My church family is depending on me to be there. So I got to go. Amen, somebody. There's going to be times that you don't want to come. Amen, but it can't be all the time. Oh, come on, somebody. When it's all the time, then we got an all the time problem. You know, once in a while is cool. Like once a year. Amen, somebody. But when it's more than once a year, then we got an oversized problem. Amen, somebody. You got to love your church. You got to want to come here. You got to want to come in early in the morning. I get up early, man. I get ready. I'm like, yeah, like the Super Bowl. I'm going to church. Amen. I get ready early. We come early. Amen, somebody. We got here 8 o'clock in the morning to do what? To pray to my Jesus. Why? Because I love my church family. Why? Because God set me free. Why? Because I have a purpose. Why? Because I have a vision. Why? Because God called me. Like all of you, you got up early. Yeah. You did your hair. You put your suit on. See, church family taught me how to put a suit on. They did. Because I ain't never wear no suit. Church family showed me, taught me how to floss myself. Well, some of you didn't ever wear suits neither. Some of you women never wear no dress neither. And so don't look at me strange. Amen, somebody. But all of a sudden, the church family showed me how to conduct myself. Amen, somebody. Church family taught me how to be blessed. Church family taught me how to leave that mentality of the world, that ghetto mentality, and step into the blessed mentality. Church family taught me that. Some of you still learning, amen, to let go of the mentality of the world, amen, because God is teaching us, amen, but the church family will teach you how to lift that mentality out for you can have a mentality of blessing. Amen, somebody. Walk around conducting yourself as a man and woman of God. Keeping the positive spirit flowing out of you. Keeping the love of Jesus flowing out of you. Like, yes, amen, because I'm a new creation now. Oh, I said I am a new creation now. The old is gone. Right, Michael? I said, right, Michael? New creation. Some of you struggle to put a suit on. I don't like this. It's like, put it on, brother. Change. I don't like this stuff. Oh, it breaks my neck out. Some of you women don't want to put a dress on. Put the dress on. Walk, you know, sexy. I don't know. Walk something. Amen, somebody. Walk like you're cute. I mean, walk like a woman of God. Amen, somebody. Like you are a woman of God. A virtue woman. Beautiful woman. Amen, somebody. Do something. Spike up your appearance. Go get your hair done. Let's move on. But see, the church family taught us how to look good, amen, for Jesus. Taught us how to take care of ourselves, to think highly. At one time, we didn't think highly of ourselves. I had a lot of insecurities. I had a lot of downfall. I was a discouraged young man. I didn't see no hope. I was raised in a dysfunctional family. Until Jesus came into my life and he began to show me another picture. He began to show me, like, you don't have to live like that no more. I set you free. You are free indeed. Pick up the cross and follow me. I thank God for my church family. I get encouraged when I see you. I get encouraged when I see you. You make my day. Why? Because we fight in the same fight. Why? Because we're in the same church family. back to this, the book of Acts, the Bible says that 3,000 people got saved in the church family. Amen, somebody. Sometimes people say when they go to a big church, like, that church is too big. Amen, somebody. How can you say the bigger the better? I said the bigger the better. You got more brothers. You got more sisters. You got more avenues. You got more opportunities. Amen, somebody. The Bible says right here in the book of Acts that the promise is for you in your household. God promised me and you that he's going to be with your family. All, for all who are far off, for on whom the Lord our God will call. And then he goes on. With many other words, he warned them and he pleaded with them. Save yourself from this corrupt generation. And then he said, those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. Keep going. And in verse 43, the Bible says, everyone, here it is. This is church family. This is what we're talking about right here. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. The church family was like, wow, yes, signs and wonders was taking place. We are miracles here. Man, you should be celebrating. Me and you are miracles. Man, you don't understand what we've been delivered from. Boy, you better think about it. The Bible says everyone was filled with awe, like, yes, this is my church family. Look at what God did over there. Miracle, 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 miracle. They began to praise God. They were like, yes. They were like, yeah. Whoa. You got X and X's all around us right now. But sometimes we take it for granted. We take it for granted. We come to church like the usual and you leave. Amen, somebody. But when you come to church, you don't come as a person and leave. Amen, this being normal. But you come, say, this is my church family. Why? Because you see miracles, signs, and wonders being performed by Jesus Christ. Next thing. All the believers were together and had everything in common. See, church family, when you are part of it, then you have everything in what? Common. Amen, somebody. They sold property and possession to give to everyone who had need. Every day, they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad in sincere heart. That church family, they stayed together. I say they stayed together. Come on, man. Let's go break bread. Come on, man. They kept coming to church. Why? Because that was church family. They stayed together. Amen, somebody. Because they knew. Amen. That God had called them together. And the first church, we see an example here. We see how God was moving. The Bible says every day they continue to meet together. In the temple courts, they went because that was a church family. They get excited. Amen. The spirit was moving. Things was happening. Why? Because they embraced their church family. They accepted it. They said, this is my church family. The first thing we got to do is what? Believe. You got to believe and know that this is what God brought you. Amen, somebody. This group of people right here, they was radical. That's why God gave him a radical number, 3,000, over 3,000. When me and you accept that radicalness, well, things going to start happening. See, we got to accept it first. The first thing we got to do is accept that this is your church family. The Bible goes on. Let's see if we can finish it off in verse 47. It says, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. You see that? They was doing what? Praising God, and they was enjoying. See, when you are part of a church family, you're going to begin to what? Enjoy it. Enjoy it. You got to enjoy it. If you're not enjoying it, then
But like I said, we got a what? Problem. We got a problem. You ain't enjoying it for different reasons. And that's between you and God. God brought you here. And if you ain't enjoying where God brought you, that's between you and God. God brought me here. Amen. So if God brought you here, then if you're not praising God and enjoying the favor, join the what? See, when you embrace the church family, he's going to shower you with favor. You're going to have favor wherever you go. Your goings, your comings, your sideways, all north, south. Amen. He's going to do what? The Bible says they was praising God. Amen. Like me and you, we praise God. We enjoy the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily. Those were being saved. Things was happening. Why? Because the first thing the people had to do had embraced the family. Amen. And they began to praise God, enjoy it, because that was a good thing. Can someone say amen on that? The first thing we see is that the healthy church family is devoted. They had to devote, they devoted themselves. In verse 42, it says they devoted themselves. Come on, right? It says they what? They devoted themselves. See, in order for you to be a part of the church family, you got to do what? You got to be devoted. If you ain't devoted, then it ain't going to work. Because they said right there, they devoted themselves. They believed in it. They made a choice, like Joshua. Joshua said, for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord, man. Amen, somebody. You might not understand everything. But God didn't give you for you to understand everything. See, some of you are too critical. Ooh. Critics. What about this? What about that? If we could take a picture of you every time you say, what about this? And what about that? My God, you would look like a statue. What about that? See, he didn't ask you for all that. What about the children's ministry? And what about the worship? They ain't even got a piano player today. See, if they wasn't devoted, amen, somebody, they wouldn't have seen all those people getting saved. You need to get out of your critic situation and start looking at the big picture and start seeing the souls come to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If they choose not to be devoted, then the big crowd would never came. Amen, somebody. So the first thing a healthy church family is what? Devoted. Look at your name and say, are you devoted? Are you devoted to helping people? Are you devoted for being faithful? Are you devoted to seeing souls get saved? Are you devoted to seeing the church be effective? Are you devoted this morning? You gotta be devoted. A devoted person is what? Faithful. A devoted person is loyal. A devoted person is consistent. A devoted person is giver, is a giver. A devoted person don't look at the situation, but a devoted person looks at the heavenly vision. But see, if you don't devote yourself, there's going to be a breakdown. The second thing we see is a healthy church family, they are special. Special things happen in a church family. Special things happen. What was the special things happen? The Bible says that signs and wonders was taking place. Oh, that's the special things. Amen, somebody. Well, see, when you are part of the church family, special things happen. The Bible says everyone was filled with awe at many wonders and signs performed. Amen, somebody. A special, amen, somebody. Special things happens in a church family. You ain't going to get it in the world. Because who's going to be praying for you out there? Not unless a preacher goes out there. But in the church setting, amen, somebody, special things happen. Woo, come on, somebody. Because when I got devoted, special things began to happen in my life. God began to deliver me from my addiction. God began to deliver me from all these things that I was upon. Amen, somebody. God began to break
amen, the bondages, he began to set me free. Why? Because I had to be devoted. Once I devoted myself and said, I accepted Jesus to my life. Said, this is my church family. Amen, somebody. And I'm not trying to understand everything. Too much to understand. Come on now. It's too much. Stop trying to understand everything. Just be obedient. The third thing happens, a healthy church family is better together. Together. We are better, what? Together. Ecclesiastes, let's look at Ecclesiastes one more time. This scripture right here tells us in chapter 4, verse 9. A healthy church family is better together. Don't ever think you're going to do it by yourself. Don't ever think you don't need your brother and sister here. Oh, man, when you start like that, boy, look at here. You're going to be in trouble. And then when you try to do it by yourself, you're going to be by yourself. Well, no one loves me. No, you want to do it by yourself, you got to learn. Sometimes we let you out there wonder to get a little spanking once in a while. Some of you need a spanking once in a while. And then your butt can come back. Okay, okay, okay. I tried to do it. It didn't work. All right? Come on, somebody. That's why sometimes we let them go. No, let them go. Let them go. It's like the Bible even speaks about that. Let the devil whoop on him a little bit more. He'll come back crying. That's biblical. That's biblical. They say, let him out there. Let the devil whoop on him a little bit more. Come back right. Talk about you don't need your church family. All right, go on out there. Let's see how far you're going to make it. Go on out there. Come back crying. Crying like a big baby. Now get in there and start praying. Shut up now and keep your focus on Jesus. Okay. Because when you think you don't need your church family, amen, somebody. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9 says, it says, two are better than one. Let's say it again. Two is better than one. Amen. Because they have a good return for their labor. Come on, somebody. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls, amen, somebody, and has no one to help them up. That's why you need your church family. Woe unto you, man, if you ain't got no one, your church family, you ain't together, and you ain't got no one to help you up. Because the Bible says two is better than one. Amen, somebody. And when you don't embrace your church family, amen, somebody, when you fall, because we all ain't perfect, we all get weak. Are you listening now? That's why I love my church family. That we pray for each other, man. That when you fall or you make a mistake, that we could be there and say, come on, man, it's going to be all right. Come on, keep on fighting. Come on, keep on praying. Keep on hoping. Amen. But woe unto you if you don't have no one to lift you out. It's a sad day, man. But because you didn't embrace your church family, you become a person that is struggling. And when you're struggling, woe unto you because you didn't distance yourself from the church family. You didn't accept your church family. And now you find yourself in a condition, a terrible condition, that you need your church family. You need somebody to call you. You need somebody to lift you up. You need somebody to pray for you. You need a hug. You need somebody to come visit you. In the name of Jesus, woe unto to you when you ain't got that. That's why I love my church family, that we constantly pray for each other, that we constantly encourage each other, that we constantly text each other, that we constantly encourage and call each other. We stay together. We call each other. We text each other. Hey, man, where you be? And where you been at? And you miss church, man. We miss you. That's right. We're going to stay in your business because later you will understand. Later you'll be grateful that somebody was calling you.
I mean, oh, healthy church family is better together. The Bible speaks about it. If either of them falls down, one can help one another up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. My God, that's not good. The last one is a healthy church family is generous. In verse 45 in Acts, healthy church family is what? Generous. Generous for the next person is coming before you. The Bible says here that they sold property. Amen, somebody. And possessions to give to everyone who had need. See, a healthy church family is generous. That you know where you came from. That you know what God did for you. You know where your resource came from. You got a spirit of generosity. You're generous. You don't struggle with your 10%. Amen, somebody. If this is your house, amen, your church, then you're going to give your 10%. Not only your 10%, but you're going to give your offering beyond your 10%. Amen, somebody. I was at a restaurant last night talking about after six people, you got to give 18%. And we talked about that last week. Like, oh, man, we ain't bringing six people here then. I mean, no, a church family, a healthy church family. We're talking about a healthy church family is what? Generous. The Bible says that they sold property and possessions and they gave to everyone who had need. They came and they thanked the Lord for their house. Amen. The church family. See, me and you got to be faithful to our 10%. Not only our 10%, but you got to be faithful to your offering. Give a little bit more. Amen, somebody. God bless you with 500. 10% is what? 50. Come on, somebody. You even said it like 50. 50. We should give a little bit more. Amen. So why? Because this is my church family. This is my church family. Because people that are coming, we need to keep this going. Amen, somebody. We got to continue to grow, to enhance. But how many know a healthy church family is a what? It's generous. He don't hold back. Because